Chapter 7, Devotional 3, Everything I Have is Yours, Repentance and a Father's Love. From Luke chapter 15, verses 28 through 32, we learn, the older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. In this passage, we see a marked contrast between the older brother and the younger brother, the prodigal son. The older brother is angry and hurt at the forgiveness and favorable treatment his father shows his younger sibling. He expresses his indignation by refusing to celebrate his brother's safe return. Instead, he turns a cold heart toward his brother and condemns his actions. In anger, he also utters resentment toward his father for perceived offenses and even questions his father's love. The younger brother, originally left with an arrogant, pride-filled heart and rebelled against his father's ways, he returns a broken man, filled with genuine repentance and willingness to humble himself before God and his father. He openly and genuinely confessed his sins and asked for his father's forgiveness. The prodigal son learned from his mistakes and now seeks his father's love, protection, favor, and blessings. While the older brother remained in his father's house and served him all the years his younger brother was away. Scripture shows us that he had much to learn from his younger brother about humility, repentance, and the blessing of unconditional love. Child of God, are you failing to grasp what is most important? Are you going through the motions of faithfulness and obedience with the wrong motives and a hardened heart? Are you walking in love, patience, and compassion, or anger, resentment, and bitterness? Learn from the prodigal son, repent and humble yourself before God, and live in his unconditional love. Lord, thank you for your lessons on love and forgiveness. Continue to teach me how to live my life as a faithful and obedient son. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.